If you're exhausted by Washington's culture wars and wondering if your efforts for biblical values even matter, then this is for you. In a state where truth feels outvoted and hostility is rising, God still calls us to be steadfast, immovable, and overflowing with His work. Discover how to handle gray areas, love your enemies, and outlove those who oppose you without compromising truth. Your labor for Christ in the public square is not wasted, and your toil is not in vain. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are diving into our series, Absolutes and Principles of Conscience, in Romans chapter 14. I hope you have enjoyed this series. We're looking at what are the things that are absolute in the scriptures, and what are the gray areas or principles of conscience that God allows us to decide. So we are in chapter 14. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are helping us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. All right, let's dive into Romans 14, starting in the 16th verse, working down to the 18th verse. Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. All right, so righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Say those things three times. For he who in this way, what way? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit serves Christ, okay? For he who serves Christ in this way is acceptable to God. So what is acceptable to God? That you walk rightly before him, that you experience the peace of the Holy Spirit and the joy of the Holy Spirit inside of you is acceptable to God and approved by men. We don't think about this often enough in our gray areas of that we sometimes have to walk in, some areas that the Bible is not clear about. Now, there's tons of stuff the Bible is clear about. These absolutes of scripture are there. They're absolutely true. But there are other areas like food, drink, what days we worship, our cultural wars that we have that are not absolutes. And God wants us in those non-absolutes and absolutes to walk in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because why? It's acceptable to God, approved by men. So when believers handle gray areas in a Christ-honoring way, they please God and gain the respect of others. Does your posture in disputed matters show that you are serving Christ? When something is disputed, do you have a posture that says, hey, I'm serving Christ? This is my attitude. I understand we can have a difference of opinion on that. So before speaking on a divisive issue, ask whether your words will look like service to Christ. And so let's think about how we can walk and serve Christ in an acceptable way. Let's go back to Romans chapter 12. And I love this. Verse 17, it says, never pay back evil for evil. All right, man, if you are in the public square, especially in the government realm, this is difficult because it's much easier that when someone insults you, you insult them back. When someone judges you, you judge them back. When someone's rude to you, you're rude to them back. It's like, that whole concept of punching back at people. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. I love that. So we want to be respectful in the sight of all men. This is not appeasement. This is not coddling. This is not somehow playing down what God has said is absolutely wrong. Then he says, if possible, as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with all men. So it's not always possible, because if your absolute comes against someone else's truth, their truth, you're not going to be able maybe to live at peace with them, but you can be peaceable. In other words, you can respectfully disagree. You can stay strong in your position and yet not be rude. Never take back your own revenge, but beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. This is the greatest part about being a Christian. When you come to an impasse, and that impasse is something that you have to handle and you don't know what to do, always remember, at the end of the day, we all stand individually before the judgment seat of God. And God can have vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. But if your enemy is hungry, what do? You feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. So if they're the opposing party in the political realm, what do? You feed them. You give them a drink. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in due sowing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Now, what does that mean? You outlove them. You outlove them regardless of their rudeness. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And that's what we're supposed to be doing as born again believers. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 is our absolute today. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. And don't we need to hear that today? Be steadfast in your absolutes. If you believe that the word of God says that government is very limited, be steadfast in that. If you believe that life starts at conception, be steadfast in that. Immovable. Some things need to be immovable. Now, your gray areas, like, I don't know, whether you go to a Seattle Seahawks game or you don't, or whether, I don't know. There's so many of them that I struggle sometimes with the gray areas. But with the gray areas, you need to understand. You should be able to be a little bit persuadable in those. And so this is where we are all in process of growing in Christ. At least not be rude when you understand that something is a gray area. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. You always want to represent Christ wherever you go. Remember, people who have policy that dishonors God and does not glorify God, it's because that is stored up in their heart. Their heart is filled with those desires. And so we need to outlove them, care for them, and do the work of the Lord. Share Jesus Christ with them, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. So I know that living in Washington State at times, it can feel like it's all vanity, it's all vain, and that nothing good's going to happen because conservative ideas, biblical worldview, and many of those other things are in the minority in our state. But he says, your toil, in other words, you're turning over the soil of one's life, is not in vain. You're doing it as unto the Lord. Okay? So what's a couple of things we're learning from this one? Be steadfast, be immovable, abound in the work of the Lord, and don't give up. Don't give up. No matter what you're going through, do not give up. We need to stay in those. Service to Christ is the real aim of conscience decisions. So when we have something that's a conscience principle, we need to serve Christ in that, not just say, well, that's my own decision. God is pleased by Christ-centered restraint and love. So when you do not return evil for evil or insult for insult, God loves that restraint. And faithful labor in difficult fellowship is never in vain. So think about that today as you go through the public square, is that it is not in vain. All right, shall we pray and go out there and have a great day? Heavenly Father, we just pray over our day. Go before us today. Lord, we know that we are committed to remaining steadfast, immovable, always abounding in your work, and recognizing that our toil is not in vain. God, would you go before us today? God, would we serve you in an acceptable way, that which is righteous, filled with peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. Let us have joy of the Holy Spirit today, God, no matter where we go. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Flow over Washington State. Convict us of our unrighteousness and help us to get back on that right path of pleasing and honoring you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.